Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. A little time, some time back, I don't remember exactly, I made a list of the 7 progressive steps to failure. Here they are. Number 1, goofing off. Number 2, a habit hard to stop. Number 3, mistakes tolerated. Number 4, momentum to disappointment. Number 5, avalanche of excuses. Number 6, casualties along the way. 7th, rescued from failure. Now, frankly, I'm not sure why these 7 things popped into my thought process. But they did. As I was writing that first point, goofing off, I realized that I was being directed to teach this one point on today's call. And we were going to talk about it, baby.
All right. Goofing off.
Something you never do.
When you don't hear that expression too much anymore.
When you've been asked for what you're doing, you ever responded by saying, I'm just kind of goofing off. Now, a smart person wouldn't say that, particularly if it was a job situation.
For sure.
But if you have said it, you might want to think of a more appropriate, less spiritually damaging response. According to Random House Dictionary, goofing off means to blunder, make an error, misjudgment, to waste or kill time, evade work or responsibility, to spoil or make a mess of something, botch, bungle.
Lots of interesting,
Part of those definitions could apply to some people in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my.
But I won't go there. If you were to ask most people what goofing off meant, they would probably say wasting or killing time. As we previously taught, when we kill time, we're murdering our opportunities for success.
That is so true. And make no mistake about it. When we talk about things like effective stewardship, that involves more than money, because we're going to be accountable for the use of our time as well. I like Benjamin Franklin's quote. He has a lot of good quotes. He said, lost time is never found again. And that is the truth.
It's so true.
In Proverbs 10, verse 27 in the Living Bible, it says, reverence for God adds hours to each day. Now that I can really get beside. And what we do with that time is, well, our decision. We decide, not somebody else, not the passing even of time on the clock. We decide what we will do with every minute of every day that God has given us to live. We don't need to be discouraged by others. In Nehemiah 6, verse 9 in the New Living Translation, it says, they were just trying to intimidate us, imagining that they could discourage us and stop the work. So I continued the work with even greater determination. It's interesting that goofing off is initially defined as to blunder or make an error, a misjudgment. The word goofing originated as a Middle French word that meant awkward or stupid. In 1869, goof, a variation of the word, was used by the English as meaning foolish clown. But I think it's appropriate to say that blunders, errors, and misjudgments are made when we make stupid decisions. As we've taught previously, being stupid means knowing what to do, but choosing not to do it. Blunders, errors, and misjudgments can be avoided when people think before they act. Proverbs 13, verse 6 in the New Living Translation says, wise people think before they act. Fools don't, and even brag about it. And as an aside, I think I'd like to point out that wise people also think before they speak. But moving on, what kind of person should we be? According to 2 Peter 3, verse 11 in the Classic Amplified, we shouldn't be the kind of person who goofs off. And this is what the verse says. Since all these things are thus in the process of being dissolved, what kind of person ought each of you be in the meantime in consecrated and holy behavior and devout and godly qualities?
You know, honey, I love Dwight L. Moody, the famed evangelist. I love his quotes. I love his sermons. But he told a story about one of his students at his Bible Institute who rode the streetcar to school, but got there without paying his fare. After thinking it over, he said to himself, "That's not right. I should have paid the conductor my fare." Later on, he went to the depot and paid the conductor. The conductor said, "You're a fool. You should have kept your money." "No," the young man said, "I'm not a fool. I got the ride, and I should pay for it." The conductor said, "You probably go to that Bible Institute." D.L. Moody said, "I've heard a few things said of our institute that pleased me as much as anything I'd ever heard." Not long after that, the conductor came to the institute and asked to speak to the student. A Bible study was started in his house, and not only himself, but a number of others around, they were saved as a result of that one student's honesty.
Wow.
How do we handle our blunders, errors, and misjudgments? How we do it will affect the lives of people we don't even know yet. So let's go a little further. Goofing off is also defined as evade work or responsibility. A lazy and always late clerk fooled around while his irate boss fumed at his employer's behavior until he couldn't take it anymore. So one day he said to the employee, "You're the most useless person I ever saw. Always late getting here. And you don't do an honest hour's work all day. Tell me one single way the firm benefits from employing you." Clerk pondered and responded, "Well, when I go on vacation, there's no extra work to be thrown on other people."
Oh, my.
Wow. You know, in recent years, there's been a shift in this country. People wanting money and things without working to get it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about having multiple streams or passive income. I'm talking about people who want the benefits without the labor to get it. And honey, the Bible does not agree.
That's the truth, because you know the Apostle Paul addresses work in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 11, and it says, "In that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you." That's pretty straightforward statement, really. But the Message Bible, you know how that goes. Rubber meets the road with the Message Bible.
That's it.
1 Thessalonians 4, verses 11 and 12. Get this specific. It says, "Stay calm, mind your own business, do your own job. You've heard all this before, all this from us before, but a reminder never hurts. We want you living in a way that will command the respect of outsiders, not lying around sponging off your friends." Obviously, the Apostle Paul didn't think his fellow believers understood or maybe applied the words that he spoke in 1 Thessalonians. So he even became more direct in 2 Thessalonians, the second letter. This is in chapter 3, verse 10. Chapter 3, verse 10 says, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." So let's go just a little bit further. Goofing off. Goofing off should not be confused with resting and relaxing. You know, I've heard pastors preach about the advantages of goofing off. It's obvious to me that they never looked up the definition of the word, because goofing off will never give us the peace, the refreshment we need. That can only come from our great God, Jehovah. And however, and it is true, resting and relaxation, they can and they will. In Jude 1, verse 1 in the Message Bible, it says, "Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way." Daniel 12, verse 13 also addresses this. Daniel 12, verse 13 in the Message says, "And you, go about your business without fretting or worrying. Relax. When it's all over, you will be on your feet to receive your reward.
Well, those are a couple of great scriptures. Since we've discussed the various aspects of goofing off, let's talk about seven ways to overcome it. First, recognize that your time is a gift from God. What you do with it is your gift back to Him. And I might add, you'll be held accountable for how you use your time here on planet Earth. So use it wisely. Second, fully implement the seven things to do before you go to sleep into your daily routine. Now, we've been discussing these seven things probably for 10 years. Long time.
And it really pays off for people who put it to work.
It's as true today as it was 10 years ago.
Yep.
And we've had all kinds of testimonies.
Yes, we have.
From people who have done it. Now, I want to tell you this alone. Seven things to do before you go to sleep will eliminate goofing out of your life. Now, if you're not familiar with those seven life-changing keys, go to heraldherring.com and search for sleep.
Yes. And third, realize who you work for. And we're not talking about the person who writes your check or who your employer is. We're talking about Colossians 3:23. Colossians 3:23 in the Classic Amplified says, "Whatever may be your task, work at it heartily from the soul as something done for the Lord and not for men." Believe me, that'll change you.
Yes, it will.
Recognizing that you work for the Lord, that's going to change your work ethics, regardless of what does or doesn't happen in the workplace. Honestly, God keeps the books. Fourth, keep the six major areas of your life in balance. Think about these daily. You have spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, and social. Let me say them again. Spiritual, family, financial, physical, mental, and social. You don't need to neglect really any of these areas, but really never neglect your family at the expense of other things.
True. Fifth, guard your Sabbath. Remember why we keep it holy. It's not just about football or other sports from 11 in the morning to 11 at night.
Or baseball or...
Bev and I preach Sundays.
Yeah. Right.
So our Sabbath is Wednesday. Yesterday was our Sabbath. And
take our day off. Or try to.
Well, that's true sometimes. But we keep it holy.
That's right. And sixth, create time boundaries on television, internet, texting, chatting, social media. Wow. All of those things can consume a lot of your time.
No doubt. And seventh, protect and honor your time in the Word and in the presence of the Lord.
And I say that a huge amen.
These seven strategies will change your goofing off to getting ahead.
I like that. Goofing
so
off
we ended on a positive
ahead.
Note. We do indeed.
Amen.
Go to heraldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching or the ministry up at the top, where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.